This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show with my co-host, Joe Brusuelis, Chief Economist of RSM. We interview top middle market CEOs so you could gain insights onto how to grow your own business and become a transformative CEO. Hi, this is Robert and Joe, and we are on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show. And this is actually the kickoff edition of this show. So welcome, everyone. Our guest is Danny Meyer, probably the top restaurateur in all of America. Welcome on the show, Danny.
Thank you so much, Robert.
And before we get started, let's just define what the middle market is, because you've been hearing me talk for years and years about the top CEOs. But the middle market, this is just for you, and here's why it's so important. Joe, your definition.
Okay, so there are 200,000 firms out there with revenues of $10 million to $2 billion. They account for 40% of U.S. GDP, and they employ one-third of the entire U.S. labor market. The middle market is essentially the beating heart and soul of the U.S. economy.
So that's you guys listening in, the middle market, and you are the heart and soul of the economy. So, Danny, let's talk about the restaurant business. You are the founder and CEO of Union Square Hospitality Group, and you have numerous properties of some of the top restaurants in America. Talk about what some of them are.
The restaurants that people may know best are the ones that we open first, places like Union Square Cafe and Gramercy Tavern. You might also know Blue Smoke, our barbecue restaurant, The Modern at the Museum of Modern Art, Untitled at the Whitney, Porchlight, which is a bar. You may not know our largest company, which is called Union Square Events, and that is a catering and events business where we work with ballparks, businesses, airlines, a lot of B2B work. And, of course, we started Shake Shack before it became spun off as a public company.
What is the real similarity that makes a restaurant great versus good, be it if it's fast food like Shake Shack or if it's fine dining?
Well, the great equalizer used to be how good is your food. And today, now that there is so much good food to be had, you still have to have really good stuff on the plate and really good stuff in the glass. But I think that the way you make people feel, which we call hospitality, is truly the differentiator.
Okay, so Danny, right now, middle market companies are telling us that the number one problem is finding available labor, those who are skilled and available to work. How are you managing that right now in what's undeniably, I think, one of the more dynamic industries in the economy?
No question, Joe. This is as challenging of a market as I've ever seen in my entire career for a handful of reasons. Number one is that there are fewer people available in the labor force. And the restaurant industry historically gets a double whammy when that happens because we typically would be a stopping off point for someone who is actually waiting to get another job in another industry. Not in the kitchen where it's all professional, but historically, these service jobs in our industry went to people who were waiting to get their big break in education or theater or medicine or whatever they were actually pursuing. Well, they're getting those jobs right off the bat right now, and so that dries things up even more.
And so in your more dynamic events group, where are you finding those workers, and are you having to look in different places than you did previously to this business cycle?
Well, I would actually say we are getting to look in different places. Initially, we said we've got to find other ponds to fish in, and now we're finding that the more you diversify your talent base, actually, the better your quality and hospitality gets. So we are looking at schools we never looked at before. We're looking at age groups we've never looked at before. We're looking even with organizations that help formerly incarcerated people. That doesn't mean that in any sense are we ever going to lower our standards for somebody who's got what we call a high HQ, high hospitality quotient. But we've now learned that you don't have to come from this particular segment to be someone who's got a heart for hospitality and a good work ethic.
Okay, as we talk to our clients, what we're finding is there's a different approach that I think that's being employed and a different form of thinking where I see some active substitution of technology for labor. As we're at 3.9% unemployment, and by the end of next year, we're probably going to be at 3.5%. Illuminate what you're thinking on this, and perhaps give us a forward look at what you plan to do.
We're not very interested in changing any of our full-service concepts to try to dumb down any of the hospitality or service or culinary experience. You're not going to see a robot making pizzas at Marta or pizza restaurant. But I do think that we have been thoughtful in terms of conceiving new businesses. So here's an example. Daily Provisions and Vini Fritti, which are two businesses we've just started, another one called Martina, in which the labor model going in is dramatically less. So Vini Fritti is a bar that serves wine and fried Roman snacks. It's really great. It's doing really well right now. And is there service and hospitality? Absolutely. However, rather than being given a menu and then waiting for a waiter to come up to take your order, you're given a little sheet of paper, and you can check off the items that you want, and then you hand it to somebody. That alone cuts down probably 20% of the labor we would have had to hire in the first place. Here's another example. Shake Shack, which, as I said, is a separate public company. Nonetheless, I'm pretty aware of what's going on there as their chairman, is now experimenting in three different Shake Shacks with an all-kiosk ordering system. Now, how do you do that without dumbing down the hospitality? You say minimum wage is going to go up at some point to $15 an hour in New York City. So we self-impose that on ourselves a couple years ahead of time to see if we could find a way to run the business, even paying people more money. How do they do that? Well, instead of having three cashiers, say, at $12.50 an hour taking your order and smiling and making you feel welcome, which is $37.50 per hour for the three of them, that is replaced with several kiosks, which take your order flawlessly. They're pretty good at suggestive selling, too. And it's replaced with two full-time maitre d's at $15 an hour. So now we're spending $30 instead of $37.50, and hopefully doing an even better job of the technical order taking and an even better job at the hospitality because you're splitting those two functions. So to answer Joe's question, are we looking at ways to infuse more excellence in hospitality and put ourselves in a position where we are never compromising by hiring the wrong person? You bet we are. And if I could just finish, as people look at the tight labor market, I think it's a mistake simply to look at how can you cut bodies. I think if the answer does not include how can you exceed with hospitality, then I think you're making a big mistake.
When you're coming up with all the ideas of your restaurants, they're really diverse and they're different. What's your ideation process? Do you visit other restaurants? Do you visit non-related food businesses? Do you see what you like? What are the common themes and where does the real ideation come from for a new concept?
I think it kind of all starts with the fact that I absolutely love to eat. And I've spent my entire life just looking and traveling and experiencing, and I feel like with any innovation whatsoever, the way it works best is when there's something you love and you've been like putting away all these files for years and you just know the right time to pull the right file out of the cabinet. And so that's where the ideation happens. It happened with barbecue. It's happened with burgers and shakes. It's happened with pizza. It's happening with coffee and ice cream and rotisserie chicken. And I just feel like there are many, many people whose idea of a great business idea is, let me come up with something that no one ever thought about. That's not us. I think what we do a pretty good job of is taking something you already know, but maybe trying to find a way to make it better than you ever knew it could be.
So it's like Paul Newman. He would always go to each town and say, I want to find the best hamburger. Where will you go? What's the food you're looking for that lets you put things in your
memory? The way to do it is you don't start with the food you're looking for. You look at each town and you say, what does this town do better and more authentically than any other town? And that could be in Italy, that could be in Singapore, that could be in Connecticut. It doesn't really matter. I love authentic local flavor that may have been overlooked as being really, really special. And that's what I'm more excited about than saying, where's the best X? I'd much rather, what's the best thing that this town does?
And so we're listening to Danny Meyer. This is Joe Bruswellis and Robert Rees on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to ask Danny the challenge he faced, how he overcame a challenge to grow this restaurant empire. Back in four.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. I'm here with Joe Bruce-Willis, my co-host, and we're speaking with Danny Meyer, arguably the top restaurateur in America. So when you were 27 years old, you really went out on a limb and you started a restaurant. What were the biggest challenges that you faced, and how did you overcome those challenges, and what did you learn from them?
In retrospect, I think the first one seems kind of easy, Union Square Cafe, because no one had ever heard of me, and if it had failed, there wouldn't have been that much to lose. It's true, 120 people would have lost their jobs. But we didn't invest that much money into it, and it's kind of an unsung benefit the first time out for an entrepreneur, to really get to put yourself out there on the line and go for it, because the expectations are so much lower from the public that to exceed those expectations, you don't really have to be that great. And we were pretty bad at the beginning. Couldn't get the food out of the kitchen on time. We couldn't get cocktails from the bar on time. It was a crapshoot whether you're going to get your coat back at the end of a busy Saturday night. But I think that what we learned in those early days is what we've always done all these years later, which is to really understand this cliche that is so true, that you're going to be making mistakes all day long in any business, but that really warm hospitality can always overcome an honest mistake, whereas perfect food, perfect service, perfect decor will never overcome a bad attitude. And I think the thing we were always good at the beginning was it mattered to us that you felt welcome, and it mattered to us that no matter what we did to you, that we were going to find some way to make you leave a little bit happier than when you first came. And that has never changed.
So take one of your signature properties, Gramercy Park Tavern. How do you continue to innovate, reimagine, reinvent a property like that, especially at a time when chemistry is becoming food?
Well, I think we actually named this when we reopened Union Square Cafe, which lost its lease after 30 years, took a year hiatus, and then we reopened it a few blocks away, which is a big challenge to do it. And we said the approach we're going to take is that Union Square Cafe is a 30-year-old startup. And we've had a lot of experience working with startups, sometimes serving on their boards. Every time we open a new restaurant, it's a startup. But we asked ourselves, how can we give people enough of what they loved about it the first time so that they'll come back? But how can we give them enough things they never dreamed we could do so that they'll come back? And in that respect, it's kind of like when you go to a concert of your favorite band and they want to sell their new album. You want to hear their old songs. And the license for me listening to two or three of their new songs is you better play five or six of my favorites. And that's what we kind of always try to do. One of the family values that we prize in our company, Union Square Hospitality Group, no matter what the restaurant, is entrepreneurial spirit. We hold everyone on our team accountable for finding fresh ways to do things that the rest of us wish we had thought of. And there's one more maxim that I love, which is the world has become so transparent. There are no secrets under the sun anymore. And so the minute you coast and the minute you think that you've got it made, you've got the big lead that nobody's going to close in on, you're just wrong. And so we ask ourselves this question all the time. How can we become the business, the restaurant? How can we become the restaurant that if only it existed would put us out of business? And sometimes that requires innovation in the tech front. Sometimes it requires innovation on the hospitality front, the decor front, the menu front. But believe me, there's always somebody that wants to eat your lunch.
So even middle market companies are becoming tech and data companies. What is it you're finding out in your data that you didn't know maybe 3, 5, or 7 years ago?
I think we're learning much more about who our customer is. We always knew intuitively, and believe me, for the first 10 years of my career when I was on the front door of Union Square Cafe every meal, I didn't need technology to help me because I was the guy. I was there. But today, I don't really know who's doing business in all of our places unless we use the data that comes with tech. I don't know what they like better. I don't know which servers of ours are making more people happy. We now have the way to look into all of our guest transactions, and in a way that tipping never used to do when we had tipping in our restaurants, we can find out which of our servers are making the most people happy. We can even take it a step further and find out which servers do better on larger tables and which servers are better on smaller tables.
How do you do that? How do you find out which servers are making people happy?
Because we're getting immediate feedback on either of our electronic reservation systems, OpenTable or Resy in this case. And we never got that feedback. If you're a 20% tipper, you're always a 20% tipper. I'm not getting any kind of data on, was Sally really better than John tonight? Because they're all sharing their tips anyway.
So as someone who is transforming business, which you've done in the restaurant business, how would you define the characteristics of a transformative CEO in the middle market?
I have to say that I've met a lot of really effective CEOs in all markets, and I think what every one of them has in common is that they've developed a followership. We talk about leadership, but you can't talk about leadership without saying, well, who are your followers, and why would someone want to follow my lead? And I think what they all have in common is they make it safe. You know where the company's going. You know why the company exists. You know why you were made part of this team. You know what's expected of you. You feel like it's a level playing field, that, you know, that's not a company that plays favorites, where it plays politics with all of its employees. You also feel like there's always some light around the corner. If only we can all pull together and work together. So somebody once shared something, one of my longtime partners, and he said it's real simple. Because I gave him a lot of words like I just gave you with my answer. And he said, leadership at any level is all about the L. Right? L for leadership. And he said, the great leader does the best job of correspondingly supporting and pushing, supporting and pushing, supporting
and
pushing.
That is good.
And he said, show me a leader who does those two things in balance, and I'll show you a great, effective leader.
So it sounds like the service is more important than the product. If there's any final advice you have to CEOs, what would that be?
I would say that it's not the service, it's the hospitality.
Oh, much
so
better. What's the difference between service
and
hospitality?
I think that is the key thing to understand, is that service is part of your product. It's not separate from your product. Service is a way to describe the technical delivery of your product. Did it do what you said it was going to do? Hospitality is, while you had this great product that did what it was supposed to do, how did you make all of your stakeholders feel? Did you make people who work there say, my life got better because I had that job? Did you make your customers go, my life got better because that product exists? Did you make the community in which you do business go, our lives got better because they put a restaurant here or a factory or whatever? Did your suppliers say that their lives got better? And obviously, did your investors say the same thing? Because if you have really happy investors, guess what they like to do? They like to reinvest for your growth, and then your employees get to grow professionally and financially. So that's the virtuous cycle we try to create, and that's much more about hospitality. I think that service and product get you to the starting gate. If you don't do them, you're out of business. But in and of themselves, they don't win the race.
And there you have it with Danny Meyer. A pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you both.
Thanks for listening. Hope you gained valuable insights to grow your business. To listen to commercial-free podcasts of this and other CEO interviews, go to www.rsmus.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Peter.
I'm Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. And we're here today with Kip Tindall, one of the co-founders of The Container Store. How are you, Kip?
Doing great. Happy to be here.
Well, a little for those of you out there who don't know that much about The Container Store, which I'm very surprised if you don't, Kip and his co-founders started in 1978 with one store. They now have 90 stores, right? And over $1 billion in annual revenue?
Right at a billion. Yeah.
Right at a billion.
We're approaching that number, finally getting close to that number, you know?
And we had the pleasure, the CEO Show had the pleasure of interviewing Kip back in 2013. So now we're going to fast forward 5 years, and I'm going to say, Kip, in 5 years, how has The Container Store changed?
You know, that's kind of how 5 years goes. It sort of fast forwards, you know. I think The Container Store has always evolved beautifully. You know, 1978 was a long time ago, and we had the good fortune to come up with a concept that gave us a lot of tailwind in that we had no idea that people were going to, you know, be as time starved as we all are today. But we thought it kind of felt good as a Zen quality to being reasonably well organized, and you just have more time if you're organized. So there's a gift of organization that if you're getting two or three kids ready in the morning for school and you're disorganized and they're disorganized, it's not fun. They're crying, you're crying, you know. But if you're organized, the two or three kids, the little girl's school uniform is perfectly pressed. There's a love note in the lunchbox from mom, and it's all because everything's organized. You're organized, they're organized. Life is simply better when it's organized. And we at The Container Store are simply trying to give our customers the gift of an organized life. And we get better at that every year. And as the company's become bigger, we've been able to create more and more products for what we see is lacking in the marketplace, to organize everything from your lunchbox to your closet to your car to everything. So we just believe being organized is a gift, and life goes better that way. Plus, you have a little bit more time if you are organized, and who couldn't use more time? So,
Kip, let's go backwards to 1978. What was the aha moment? What created the idea?
We spent 2 years without pay. We were in a position to do that just out of school. This is my first job out of school. And we fell in love with these functional products that just did something for you. They saved you time. They saved you space. And I think it took us 2 years to put it all together because we were kind of afraid of saying, okay, we're opening on July 1st, 1978. But we started paying rent at the store location that we found.
And that makes you want to get going.
We got all the doors pretty quickly.
Sure.
And we still, the store was upside down at about 5:30 a.m. We had every parent and relative and friend in there trying to help us get it open. And the store was instantly extremely crowded. We started with the Hockaday Parents private school in Dallas, very exclusive school, and the 500 largest contributors to the arts in Dallas. We started with those two mailing lists, and they all just said, this is the oddest collection of merchandise you've ever seen. There was a yard egg collection basket that was sold as a gardening basket to keep your tools. And I think people, the word of mouth was really big because people, none of the stuff had ever been retailed before. You know, there was a green leaf barrel that was meant to burn leaves in, and that's what we kept the pool equipment and the basketball and soccer balls in. And you can see it. You can go right to the thing that you're, you know, an opaque toy box is worthless. This thing, you could find what you were looking for. And so we were, by the second or third week, it was so busy that we considered doing the old Baskin and Robbins take a number thing. And we said, hey, you know, this thing's going to be okay, you know.
Well, there you go. So on that same theme, you talked about some different products. Is there one product that stands out in your mind as sort of the product that was the, you know, if you're McDonald's, it was the Big Mac. But at The Container Store, is there one product that you can point to?
Well, I think it's Elfa, you know, E-L-F-A, it's not just wire, it's now wire and wood and everything, but the storage system of shelves and drawers that pretty instantly organizes any closet in a custom way that you know, doubles your space and not, you know, it's much less expensive than built-ins, and it's more flexible, and it's just the greatest product I've ever been associated with. And so we the Container Store and Alpha became so important to each other that in 1999 we actually bought the company. I never thought we would buy a vendor. And not only that, Alpha is manufactured in Sweden. And so it's weird to be the proud owner of a Swedish manufacturing company, and it's been fun to kind of optimize that manufacturing process there and build more and more and more new products for Alpha and just make sure that it's simply the best organizing system in the world for closets. It's also great for, you know, pantries and garages and all that, but it really, the master bedroom closet's where it's at, and everybody wants the very best master bedroom closet that they can get. And so that's been a real core of our business, and now Alpha is well over 20% of our sales, that one product line.
So
that's
you
a magical thing.
So you have this great product, and it was doing so well, you went out and bought the supplier. What an incredible story.
We liked the product so much, we bought the company.
That's great. And I can attest to that, because we have it in our house, and as a matter of fact, my wife is right today redoing my college son's closet. He's coming home from college next week, and she installed that system in his closet. So that is a wonderful thing. So let's talk about moving. Now we're moving forward a little bit. You know, we're here in Dallas, Texas, which obviously is the headquarters of the Container Store, but we're here at the Conscious Capitalism Conference, and you're a great believer in this. And when I say great believer, what does that mean to you? What does conscious capitalism mean to you?
Well, conscious capitalism is really probably my big thing. That's my big cause. I really think that if we're going to change the world for the better, the best way to change the world for the better is by changing the world of business for the better. And nonprofit is extremely important and wonderful, but business is something like 10,000 times larger than all the nonprofits in the world. So the straight line between leaving this big campsite better than we found it and where we are today is by changing the world of business. And business is not really a zero-sum game. Somebody else doesn't have to lose in order for you to win. Life is not a zero-sum game. And I think it can boil down to that. You know, being aware of your wake, building a business where everyone in that business thrives, balancing the needs of the stakeholders as opposed to myopically focusing only on the shareholder. So stakeholders would include, you know, your short-term and medium and long-term shareholders, your employees, your community, your vendor, your supply chain. Sometimes that's one of my favorite stakeholders, is really taking care of the vendor in a way that leads to more synergies. And if all you're interested in is making as much money as possible, as rapidly as possible, I would submit to you that the stakeholder model, the conscious capitalism methodology, will get you there better than any other way. And so those of us who have been out there advocating conscious capitalism for 11 or 12 years now are beginning to see very little skepticism. Everybody understands that, hey, you know, the employees are more motivated, they're engaged, they're more productive. Millennial-age employees are sort of insisting upon that type of consciousness on the part of companies. Even baby boom consumers are kind of beginning to vote with their pocketbook. You know, I think it's easier to succeed in a business if everyone wants to see you win because of the way you conduct yourself in that business than if you have people laying awake at night trying to figure out how to get back at you. And I know it's not completely black and white, not 100%, but if your employees join your business and never leave and are more productive because they're happy there because you build them up rather than tear them down, if your customers are proud of the way that you deal with your community and your vendor, if you're your vendor's favorite customer, that goes a long way. We joke that even our at the Container Store, this conscious capitalism approach to business makes even, our joke is that even our bankers and lawyers want to see us win, you know, so we're even their favorite customer. And I think that's a big part of the secret of conscious capitalism, and I've been delighted to see it make so much progress here in the past decade or so.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Kip Tindall, Chairman and CEO of the Container Store. Back in a few.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Bill Peters on the CEO Show, and we're talking today with Kip Tindall. Kip, let's continue the thought process on conscious capitalism. You've said some very interesting things, particularly about vendors and being your favorite, the favorite customer of vendors. But can you give me an example of how you live conscious capitalism within the Container Store? Is there a secret sauce that you guys practice?
Well, the more obvious thing is how you deal with your employees. I mean, we've been thrilled to be number one on Fortune's list of the 100 best companies to work for in America. We're number one twice. We're number two twice. We've been on the list for 18 or 19 years in a row now. So it's great to be recognized as one of the best companies to work for in America. And I think it's vital. When we go into a new city, the applicants that we have to open that store, I think we only hire about 3% of the applicants. We get great people because of that reputation that we have for being an employer of choice. But it also really works well for your supply chain and for your vendors. We have a lot of vendors that that kind of quit selling their product to anybody else and just work with us because they find it so much more win-win, joyful, creative, and then you wind up being friends with these people. You wind up going on vacations with them and creating, you know, the best whatever, because you learn who can do what the best in the world. And so this guy does wire mesh better than anybody else. This guy does flawless injection mold plastic better than anybody else. And once you sustain a 10 or 15 or 20 year relationship with these brilliant creative people where that kind of trust takes place, you gain synergies that's more profitable for both of you than you can ever achieve by trying to figure out how to screw each other around for 15 or 20 years. Plus, it's joyful. It's more profitable and joyful, so I recommend it.
Well, for you listeners out there, you're hearing from Kip Tindall on the importance of conscious capitalism and how he practices it at the Container Store. Kip, we've got a few minutes left. Let's take a couple quick questions and almost like rapid fire. Number one, did you ever have a do-over? If I gave you a do-over with the Container Store, was there something that you would have done differently?
Well, we were talking about this today at the Conscious Capitalism Conference. I always thought that as a leader, I had to make sure we never made a mistake. And then I began to be taught by entrepreneurs wiser than me that it's okay to make mistakes. You're probably not reaching high enough and far enough if you're not making any. When I went snow skiing, I wouldn't fall for 3 or 4 days in a row, and so now I'm having more fun snow skiing.
Haven't broken a leg yet. Not afraid to fall.
Yeah. So you know, if I had to do over again, I'd be more unafraid of making more mistakes. Made some anyway, but yeah.
If there was a piece of advice, we've got about 650,000 listeners out there today, piece of advice that you could give to entrepreneurs, startup CEOs, they're seeking wisdom. Give us a couple nuggets of advice.
I'm big on wake, W-A-K-E, like a boat's wake. Be mindful of your wake, the impact that it has on the world and the people around you and your business is much more powerful and bigger than you think it is. We're all just little insecure human beings that can't imagine that our wake and everything that we do and say and don't do and say has a bigger impact than we think it does. It's much bigger. Even arrogant people have a much bigger wake than they think they do. And so, but the people that are mindful of their wake and the impact that it has on the people around them and the world are the most admirable and successful leaders, I think. So mind your wake. That's really important. And don't worry about balance or focus. Do what you love to do and go after it. You know, I mean, when Claude Monet was painting the water lilies, was he working or playing? He was doing what he wanted to do, and he was damn good at it. And I go visit the gardens in Giverny anytime I'm over there, and just marvel at how much joy he got out of that. So find your painting the water lilies endeavor.
Find your painting and
just go after it. Don't worry too much. That's I think a real key to happiness and success in life.
The next 5 years for Kip Tyndall. Anything you're going to focus on besides conscious capitalism?
Well, there's several organizations that are kind of like conscious capitalism. There's Richard Branson's B Team. There's B Corp. There's Lynn Rothschild's Inclusive Capitalism. And I've been working with those folks. And God, is it fun to work with people like that to bring those organizations together so that if we're really going to change the world for the better by changing the world of business, I think we can get there faster, hopefully in our lifetimes, if we band these different organizations together. And then we can attract bigger support from some of the Ford type foundations or Rockefeller foundations, and you know, at least that's what we can aspire to. And so I'm trying to balance being semi-retired with getting to do some things for the first time in a long, long time, like golf and fishing, or that. But you know what? Working with people like that to do that's more fun than fishing or golfing. So I'm finding myself spending no more time than I did before, and really enjoying trying to make a difference in those realms. So.
Well, Kip, on that note, it's been great having you a second time on the CEO Show, and we thank you for being with us today. Thank you, Kip.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.
Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute here with Jim McCann, CEO and founder of 1-800-Flowers. You're known for great customer service. Give me an example.
We have stories about extraordinary delivery situations where a fellow in an airport, he decided his girlfriend gave him an ultimatum and said, if you don't propose to me by the time I leave for Paris with my family on vacation, don't call me again. Well, at the last minute, he decided this was a good thing and he shouldn't miss out on it. And he asked if we could engineer delivery to Kennedy Airport on Long Island to get these flowers with a proposal to his girlfriend to say that, in fact, he did want to marry her. So we had a delivery guy make a special arrangements with the Port Authority police to get right to the gate with the bouquet. And he knelt down and he read the card message to her while her mom and dad and her sister stood there, and he read the proposal to her, and he had a cell phone in his hand saying, if the answer is yes, I'm instructed to call Richard and put you on a phone with him. So we have photographs of that situation. It was covered by the local TV station because they got wind of what was going on, and it's a great story.
Thanks, Jim. Robert Reese on the CEO Show Minute.
Ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.